Make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath in to the count of four. Hold it at the top for the count of two. And release. Do that again. And as you release, let your shoulders drop. Relax. Now remember, before meditation, you can do this for a minute, 2 minutes, however long you feel, just to get yourself into the right space. In fact, it often helps just to do this simple breathing technique, counting the breaths, helps to calm you down. I've used it on many occasions. So imagine for me then that you're walking along a beach. Just create the beach you want, but on one side, have a cliff face. The ocean and a cliff face. And as you walk along your beach, again with every step, just relax a bit more. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Listen to the sounds of the ocean. Feel the sound of the pebbles or the shells beneath your feet. Smell the salt in the air and listen to the birds, perhaps. Keep moving along. And then when you're ready, I want you to stop and look at the cliff face. There you'll see a cave, a small opening into a cave. It's perfectly safe. Move towards the mouth of the cave. And you'll see coming from it, there's a purple light, an amethyst light. As you step in, it's as if the whole cave is illuminated by amethyst. Where does the light come from in a cave? And then you realize that just above it, there's a hole. You can see the sky through it. It's a cavern. Then as your eyes adjust, the amethyst walls will shine the light into the space a bit more. On the floor, you will see amethyst and silver tiles. And ahead of you, three thrones. And sitting on those thrones will be three beings. They're different for all of us. But look at these three beings, these three magical beings. They won't speak. They'll look at you and smile. They'll ask you to come and stand in the center of the cavern, underneath that light. As you walk towards them, you'll see on the floor a giant wheel, the Wheel of Fortune. And they'll ask you to stand in the center of that wheel. The central figure, one on the central throne, will stand up and walk towards you. And finally, they speak. This being asks you what it is you need for the next step. What good fortune do you need? Make your request. ask for whatever it is you need right now. And it may surprise you that what you need, what you say. They will then offer you a piece of amethyst. They will place it just in front of you, and magically it hovers in the air. And then it will move, be absorbed into your auric body. Does it go via your heart, your third eye, your crown, your solar plexus? Where does it go? The chakra it chooses to illuminate gives you some kind of clue as to where the work needs to be done. But for a moment, just feel the energy of the space. Feel the energy of the crystal and its energy moving through your body. Relax and know what your next step is. You may not be given a bigger picture here, but certainly your next step could be the thing that makes the difference. As you stand there in the center of this space, you feel a slight shift beneath your feet. You realize that the wheel is turning. The wheel you're standing on is turning. It turns you round, so your back is towards the thrones. And you now face the cavern door that you came in, or the space. Walk towards it. Walk towards what you know will take you back onto the beach. Don't look back. Just keep walking towards that space in the wall, and move on to the beach. Then move down the beach and put your feet in the water. Just stand between the ocean and the earth, the sun on your skin and the wind around you. As you look back now, you'll see that there is no entrance to any cave. The cliffs are sheer, and they're solid. Fortune appears when we need her. Move back along the beach. And as you move back along the beach, and with every step, begin to bring your consciousness back to the space you're in, back to the here and now. And when you're ready, you open your eyes, write down your experiences and write down anything else that comes to you in that moment. And don't forget to eat and drink after your meditation. Kettle on, biscuits out.